Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What did our text say? Let us exalt His name together. Together, let us. And how many understand here at the church, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, we just getting started in this. You talk about some public praise. Woo! We may have some times where we praise God the whole time. Because that's the way the Lord's leading. Amen. But we must not do it as a show for anybody else. We must not do it for anybody else's benefit. We do it as unto Him. We're singing to Him. We're praising Him. Glorifying Him. So He said in the great congregation, He said in 109, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. I will praise Him what? Among the multitude. The multitude. So we praise God privately. We're answering the question from the Bible. Where do we praise the Lord? We praise Him privately in front of our kids, in front of our family, every day. Right? If we're doing the first part we talked about last week, if we're praising Him every morning and every evening, then somebody's going to hear it around the house. Right? I mean, it's going to automatically take care of this next thing. But your children should hear you talking about the Lord. They should hear the reverence in your voice. Right? So much that children and grandchildren learn, so much of it even is not vocal. It's between the lines. It's the spirit of what they hear. It's your countenance they see while you're praising God. They learn through all these ways. And what you hold as precious, they will learn to hold as precious. What you learn to do, they'll do. And it's precious. You watch little ones. They come into this world like a clean sheet of paper. And just it's amazing. Just a few months after being around their folks, they start taking on their characteristics. And I've seen little ones, you know, they can't walk or talk yet, but they know how to do this.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Where'd they learn that? Well, they saw mom and daddy doing it. They saw them doing it at the church, right?
Yeah.
Thanks be unto God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise Him in private at home, in front of your kids and grandkids. Praise Him where else? Where? In the congregation. Then is it okay for half the people to sit and watch the other half? It happens all the time, right? Every service, you see people and all they do is stand. Do we say, well, that's what I like to do? Okay, fine. But that don't mean it's okay. We love you. But the Bible is the Bible to you just like it is to me. Right? Are we supposed to open our mouth?
Yes.
Yeah. And as we read later here in the New Testament, the Bible talks about lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubt. See, people think that's just those strange, you know, faith life folks. Hey, it's been in the Bible a long time before we ever got here. Right? This is the Bible. It's just people have gotten away from the Bible. And they want to do their own thing. And I tell you, the devil, through a myriad of ways, he does, if there's things that he doesn't want you to do, he does not want you praising God aloud. Oh, no. Oh, he does not want you opening your mouth saying, thank you, Jesus. Oh, no. The more you do that, he loses control in your life. He loses influence. He loses place where he can manifest himself. Because when the presence of God comes in, the devils go out. That's the way it always works.
Hallelujah.
And so if you haven't been getting in, let me encourage you. Just try it. Just try it. See what's going on. Go ahead and open your mouth. You don't have to shout everybody else down, but at least, you know, say something loud enough that your own ears can hear it. Right? And you don't have to wave your arm, flail it, but, you know, at least get it started that direction. Right? And so much of what is happening in some folks' lives, now, maybe people in other places, we won't talk about here tonight, but a lot of it is pride. What if somebody sees me? Well, they're seeing you now. They're seeing you not praise God. And that's not a good thing. Right? What if somebody I do business with is in here and sees me? They'll think I'm like the rest of this fanatical bunch. Everyone should be so blessed. If you hadn't noticed yet, we're a happy bunch. We're blessed. We're healed. We're rich. We're spirit-led. And we're just getting going good. It's only going up from here. Would God everybody was at least as blessed as us, the world would be a wonderful place. No, just go ahead. Act on the word. Don't do it because I said so. Because the word says so. Go ahead and open your mouth and in the midst of the congregation. And I tell you what you'll find. You'll be lifted up. You know, again, my father in the faith, Brother Hagin, he tells a story in the early days of his ministry. He grew up in a certain denomination where they didn't do a lot of vocal praising God. And he got filled with the Spirit and he started going to some other places and he thought they were strange. This particular place he went to, folks had come down to the front and just pray out loud and praise God out loud, and he wasn't used to that. So he'd stay in the back and just kind of kneel down. He said one day the pastor came by and said, are you a Christian? He said, yeah, I'm a preacher. He said, well, go down to the front and pray. It won't hurt you. He said, well, it kind of offended him, you know. He thought, well, I don't guess it would hurt me. No, I never heard of prayer hurting anybody. So he got up and said he wandered down to the front. And he finally, the piano was down there, so he figured out he could get behind the piano. And so he got behind there, and they all, because they was all praying so loud, and you know, he didn't like that. And he said he ventured to say to one of them, he said, you know, God's not hard to hear it. Why do y'all shout like that? They said, no, and he's not nervous either. So he decided he's going to prove them wrong. So he went home and he got in his Bible and he's going to go through the book of Acts and see how they prayed. And you know, and he said he couldn't find one place where they ever called on Deacon Jones to lead while everybody else was silent. He saw again and again where they lifted up their voice unto God. And he said, trying to disprove them, he convinced himself that he was supposed to pray out loud and put. So he said, next time he thought, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to run down there in the middle with the rest of them. And he just walks down in the middle and threw his hands up and started praising God. He said, oh my. He said, man, he was lifted up in prayer higher than it ever been before. Said he thought he about half floated home that night. Just from, well, what it is faith. Faith acts on the word. If you don't act, it means you're not convinced. You're still checking it out. You're not in yet. You're just kind of scoping. You hadn't decided. Well, you're not going to get results yet either. You got to decide to go ahead and get in. Right? Oh, God's talking to some folks tonight. You got to decide. This is not between me and you now. This is between you and your God. You got to decide how much you're going to get in. And friend, you what? The more you get in, the more you yield, the more you cooperate, the more blessed you'll be. The more real God will become to you. And that's what Christianity is about. Now, here's something else. Here's another place. Where should we praise the Lord? In Psalm 18, what's our first two? Praise Him at home, in front of your kids, right? Where else? You might say, praise Him privately, right? And that's first. And then what else? Publicly. Raise up your voice out loud. Lift your voice with a bunch of other people. Praising God. Right? And then here's another thing. Where should we praise the Lord? Psalm 18. Psalm 18 and down about verse 46. Psalm 18, 46. The Lord lives. Yes, He does. And blessed be my rock. Is that your rock? Yeah, that's what we're counting on. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It's God that avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. Yea, you lift me up above those that rise up against me. You've delivered me from the violent man. Isn't that wonderful? Should you fear violent crimes against you and your family? No, because God's delivered you. Right? I'll fear no evil, for you're with me. Therefore will I give thanks. Now, are you with me? Verse 49. Yes, therefore will I give thanks unto you, O Lord, where?
Among the heathen.
Among the heathen. And sing praises to your name. Where? Same place.
Yeah.
Among the heathen. Now, we've already talked about that you shouldn't, you know, some people have brought reproach because they've gone out trying to prove something to somebody and, you know, jump up on the table in the restaurant and start screaming out loud and supposed to be praising their tongues or something. And it just, they were doing it for the people's benefit that's watching them. Trying to prove something to them. That's not good. That's wrong. That brings reproach. That's not a good witness. But on the other side of this, we must stir up ourselves and be strong that we are never ashamed of the Lord in front of anybody. We are not intimidated by anybody, right? And we will not deny the Lord. We will not deny our faith or what God has done for us and how real He is to us, no matter who we're looking at. No matter who's listening to us, no matter who we are around. Now, most people agree with that in theory, but fade when they get around certain people.
Right?
And that's not right. I mean, that is a reproach. It is actually, it's unfaithfulness. It's betrayal. How many understand what a serious thing that is? I mean, that shows a serious defect of character in a person.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.